they explore their customers' journeys. How did it ever get this bad? And what are we supposed to do to fix this? To say that Charlie was frustrated by his findings is an understatement. We spend all sorts of money on marketing and building great products here at Comcast, Charlie noted. And then we let our customers down when we try to get them engaged early in the process. A major overhaul of the customer experience. Charlie knew Comcast needed a significant commitment from management and major changes, and he knew it needed a high level of commitment and buy-in to accomplish these changes. Charlie was part of the team, along with Tom Korinchak, Executive Vice President of Customer Service at Comcast Cable, to spearhead Comcast's initiative to invest more than $1 billion over 4 years to enhance the customer experience throughout the business. Charlie knew they needed the right team, a commitment to developing new technology to assist both employees and customers, and a series of product enhancements that would serve customers better, particularly in the first few months of their new customer experience. As Tom observed, we needed to undergo an evolution from where we were, processing transactions, to a place where we were proactive in building relationships with our customers and personalizing our interactions with them. This initiative to enhance the overall customer experience focused on a series of key areas, including training, business processes, and product enhancements. Training. Everyone is responsible for the customer experience. As part of the investigations into Comcast operations, Tom realized the employee experience throughout the organization was incredibly disjointed. The typical Comcast employee didn't know customer experience was part of their job responsibility. Most employees fixated on the very narrow responsibilities associated with their job titles, as opposed to the emotional needs and desires of the customers. Most employees assumed that someone else in the company was taking care of the customers and that the overall customer experience was monitored by another department. Realizing that before Comcast could fix the external experience, it needed to repair the internal experience, Tom launched a new training initiative to remedy the situation within 15 months. To support this goal, Comcast did 6,000 peer-led training sessions with more than 80,000 employees, focusing on what they needed to do to deliver a better customer experience. To make navigating the customer lifecycle smoother, Comcast streamlined internal tools that recorded customer information and were used to resolve service and operations issues. In short order, Comcast shifted from using 12 different agent tools in the onboarding and account management process to using just 4. This marked difference in information flow, streamlined the operations, placed more data at every employee's fingertips, and reduced the potential for human error across the enterprise. Finally, to keep the customer front and center in every internal discussion, an empty chair was placed in each meeting to represent the customer. This visual reminder made sure the customer's needs were visible and considered in every meeting within the organization. Business processes. We cause most of our own problems. We create a lot of onboarding situations purely as a result of our business model, Charlie Heron observed. This has nothing to do with the customer and everything to do with how we categorize them for our own internal purposes. As a result, it became clear that major changes in the structure of our business needed to be made if we wanted to create remarkable experiences for our customers. Comcast was well known for its bad scheduling reputation. To fix this problem, Comcast narrowed the appointment window from 4 hours to 2 hours, requiring employees to be more focused in scheduling calls and in making sure technicians arrive on time. If the technician is late by even 1 minute, a $20 credit is automatically applied to the customer's bill. The customer doesn't have to request this credit. Instead, Comcast proactively acknowledges that it failed to respect the customer's time, and the credit is automatically applied to the customer's first invoice. This improved on-time arrivals dramatically. Now, 97% of scheduled appointments occur on time. The significant increase in on-time scheduled appointments is a huge and visible win for the organization and the customers, especially in light of the fact that customers previously identified this as a major issue. To ensure that new customers reached a well-prepared agent, Charlie created a series of new onboarding call centers that were specifically designed to handle any inbound call from a customer in the first 90 days of the new customer lifecycle. The call center agents were able to handle every question and didn't need to transfer a new customer to another department to resolve the issue. This was revolutionary. Now, almost every potential new customer scenario could be handled in a single call. The early results from these new customer call centers were astounding. There was a whopping 27% reduction in call volume in the first 9 months after launching the improved call centers. In addition, Comcast adopted a mantra of "fix it right the first time." This effort put a focus on solving the core customer problem during the customer's initial contact. Over the course of the first year, this approach led to a 5% improvement in first-time resolution, reducing repeat visits within the first 30 days by 2%. While these numbers may seem small, when viewed in the light of Comcast's total new customer base, 858,000 new customers in fiscal year 2016, the overall impact is significant, as it improves the experience of almost 43,000 customers. Finally, as part of the improved business operations, Comcast took a hard look at one of the major causes of customer problems: billing questions. The billing experience at Comcast prior to these initiatives was absolutely horrible. Multiple line items and charges the customer didn't understand complicated bills. Complex listings left customers concerned that they were paying more than they needed to or being charged for services they didn't have. Comcast took steps to improve the overall billing experience by simplifying the pricing, making it more consistent across all offerings, and providing digital receipts so customers knew what they were being charged for and why. Comcast also eliminated policies and fees that didn't make sense, most notably recategorizing install fees into a single fee that covered all forms of installation. Comcast made understanding its invoices easy by creating incredible, personalized "Explain My Bill" videos. A customer receives an email with a personalized video that identifies the customer by name and points out the particulars of the first bill. The customer then receives a new explanation video every time there are significant changes to the account, for example, new services, additional channels, or new equipment. This effort to enhance customer understanding of other efforts to simplify billing drove a 10% reduction in calls, eliminating 6 million billing matter phone calls in 2016 alone. These improvements saved Comcast customers an estimated 2.5 million hours of call time and countless amounts of frustration. Product enhancements. The product is the experience. The third experience enhancement stemmed from Charlie's repeated statement to his engineers: you have to build your product as if a call center doesn't exist. Prior to this new initiative, Comcast was relying too much on the luxury of multiple call centers to fix a problem after the fact. When developing Comcast X1 customer service, Charlie was taken aback when he noticed that every time there was an error screen on the TV, it prompted the customer to call Comcast. He realized this wasn't the way it should be. We should see the error on our end and message the customer proactively, telling them that we're on it We will fix the problem, and we will text them when the situation has been resolved, he observed. Taking advantage of two-way communications put Comcast in a better position to build and develop relationships with its customers instead of operating in a one-way environment. Comcast also recognized the need to develop 100% self-healing products that resulted in customers fixing the majority of problems by themselves, while positioning Comcast to fix any problems that the customer couldn't handle. We needed to distinguish between what we teach the customer, an active discovery process, and what they learn from using our product, a passive discovery process. We needed to put the customer experience into the product, focusing on ease of use and self-healing. The results from changing this focus at the product development level were fast and significant. After rolling out the My Account app, Comcast saw immediate impact as upward of 73% of customers using the app never had to call. The system refresh tool resulted in 92% of customers refreshing their systems without making a phone call to request it. This is a huge impact for a company that deals with more than 10,000 refresh requests per day. Comcast's commitment to digital tools and placing power directly in the customer's hands dramatically affected the customer experience and gave customers a sense of ownership and agency. We eliminated calls from millions of customers who didn't want to call us. Instead, we've enabled them to interact with us the way they want, notes John Williamson, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Digital. This commitment to product enhancement aligned with Charlie's belief that the product is the experience, if you do it right. If Comcast can do this, anyone can. Comcast is digging out of a customer experience and reputation hole that in many ways is unprecedented in modern business. It has hundreds of thousands of employees operating all over America. It deals with customers ranging from the wealthiest to the poorest in society. And it provides a complex technology product that is not understood by the consumers who purchase it. And yet Comcast is willing to push forward. Dana Wilson, Vice President of Customer Experience Assurance, explained the scope of this new Comcast commitment and where she sees it going. The entire company is rallying around the customer, trying to understand the experience. Historically, we've operated to the numbers, and now we're humanizing our efforts, and it's infectious. From our frontline employees to our senior leaders, we have more empathy for the customer than in the past. The energy that comes from this is going to empower us to develop the next customer experience. This newfound enthusiasm and focus on the customer experience is particularly evident in the Real-Time Assist product. Real-Time Assist is a personalized service messaging platform designed to save customers time and simplify their experience. It provides real-time updates to customers directly via SMS text messages, keeping them in the loop on all aspects of their service. The primary goal of Real-Time Assist is to provide customers with the right information at exactly the right time. Customers receive instructional content and videos to help them in real time. Piers Lingle, Senior Vice President on the Customer Experience team and leader of the CX Solutions team, notes that prior to implementing Real-Time Assist, we used very orchestrated email campaigns and a series of websites, but we weren't reaching customers when they needed us most, using the customer's most convenient method of communication. We would get so excited and want to send them 100 things, when instead, we need to identify the really important points of the journey and just focus on those. Comcast has committed to enhancing the customer experience, especially in the onboarding process, to make sure their one-time customers become customers for life. Charlie believes that retention starts at the sale. We need to be crystal clear that we're on the same page as the customer from the outset, so we can continue to serve that customer for years to come. Are you willing to do what Comcast does? Remember why you started. I want you to take a moment to think back to when you first got into the business you're in. Whether you started the business, joined it in the early stages, or just joined the team, there is a reason you decided to spend your days in your business. I'd be willing to bet that one of the biggest reasons you chose this business, career, or position was to help people. Yes, of course you want to make money and you like the benefits, but for most of you, it was more than that. You had an interest, appreciation, or even a love for the work the organization does, and you cared about the people your work affected. If you're like most people, over time your focus shifted from the customer to the bottom line. You and your organization lost sight of what you came to do in the first place. Serve the needs of your customers. Throughout this book, I've encouraged you to bring your focus back to the customer. The process outlined in the preceding chapters is nothing more than a framework to get you back to where you started. The goal is to do it in a way that re-engages you with the meaning you once held so high and along the way produce tangible results in your business. By focusing on the 8 phases, you will connect with your customers' wants and needs. My hope is that the examples outlined herein illustrate the importance of going beyond the objective needs your customers have and encourage you to focus on your customers' subjective emotional needs. By connecting with your customers on a regular basis and guiding them through the phases in the first 100 days after they start working with you, your morale will go up. You will feel better about what you do for a living, and you will be as excited as you were when you first started at your current organization. When you focus on your customers and fulfill their needs, your needs and emotions will be fulfilled as well, as will the needs and emotions of your entire team. One of the most significant yet unexpected benefits of incorporating this methodology is the impact on employee morale. Nothing can reinvigorate an excited team like a newfound purpose and a commitment to achieving it. A rising tide lifts all boats. Enhancing the experience your customers have creates a ripple effect that goes well beyond the walls of your organization. One of the additional benefits of focusing on the customer experience is that as one company makes customer experience a priority, it forces all the competitors in the industry to follow suit. When a company gives users an extraordinary experience, it raises the bar for everyone else. Moving slowly at first, but then racing forward with abandon, a shift in customer expectations soon overtakes the entire marketplace. A major example of this type of shift can be found in the free 2-day shipping offered by Amazon. Back in the early days of online e-commerce, if you ordered something, you had to pay to have it shipped to you. As a differentiator, Amazon decided early on to offer free 2-day ground shipping on purchases over $25. This offer eventually evolved to the point where Amazon became known as the company that could get a product to your doorstep for free in a very short amount of time. Because Amazon made the decision to offer shipping as a free bonus to the customer, the company distinguished itself from other online retailers that charged exorbitant processing and handling fees to get the product from the warehouse to the end user. Now, when we go online to purchase any product, it's only natural to feel annoyed when we get to the checkout and realize the provider expects us to pay for shipping. This is a complete change in how humans think about receiving products from retailers, and it happened in under a decade. Prior to Amazon, we would have thought it crazy to expect a company would pay to ship items we wanted delivered directly to our doors. Now, almost everyone who wants to succeed in e-commerce offers free shipping as a standard operating procedure. This decision by Amazon not only changed the expectations of its other competitors in the online retail space, but it forced anyone who sells anything online to seriously consider, and in most cases embrace, the free shipping model. But the change doesn't stop there. As the customer experience improves in one industry, it improves in all industries. As customers begin to seek better treatment and more remarkable experiences in one area of their lives, this expectation carries over to all of their interactions. If an organization doesn't change its behavior to meet this newfound customer expectation and rise with the tide, the business will sink and go out of business. Making customers a priority and making their experience a foundational element of your business operations not only sets you apart from the competition, but possibly leads to the adoption of the trend worldwide. Remarkable customer experiences have the potential to create a happier world. I hope I'm not sounding naive. That isn't my intention. My point is simply this. The global economy is a collection of businesses selling goods and services to people. These businesses are run by real people, and they exist to serve the needs of real people. Everything about our economy and our businesses is ultimately about people. Whether they are the people running the businesses or the people buying the products and services, it's all people. I wrote this book for one reason: to help people serve other people. When the customer experience becomes the focus of an organization, customers are happy. Happier customers lead to happier employees. When employees live and work with meaning and purpose and interact with the fellow humans they serve, they feel good about themselves. Employees who feel more connected to the work they're doing boost employee morale, and overall engagement rises dramatically across the entire organization. As employees become more engaged and excited about their work, their emotional state naturally translates into their interactions with customers. The customers respond positively and feed those emotions back to the employees. The remarkable experiences layer upon one another throughout the interactions and touch points, creating an unforgettable experience for both the customers and the employees. A cycle of happiness is created. As your customers and your employees become happier, your business becomes more profitable. As your business becomes more profitable, you become happier, and the reach of your business becomes greater. Happier employees, owners, and customers make for a happier world, a world where the expectation for customer experience shifts, and we go from remarkable experience to remarkable experience in our business interactions and in our personal lives. This all combines to create a happier world. Let's go make it that way, shall we? Listener bonus. Audience information categories. When it comes to tracking details about your customers, it's important to have a clear strategy for why you want to track the information. In addition, you must commit to using it sometime in the not-too-distant future to create personal and emotional connections with your customers. Otherwise, you might as well not bother. To help you consider what sort of information you want to record about your customers, I developed a list of audience information categories. To be clear, you don't need to track all of this information, nor should you. This list is merely offered to spark your curiosity about what information to research about each of your customers and to give you ideas about the types of information your customers may share with you, either directly or indirectly. For a PDF download of the audience information categories, descriptions of why and how this data can be useful, and an exercise to help inspire your team to collect this data, visit www.joeycoleman.com/audience-info-track. Digital bonuses. You made it to the end of the book. Congratulations. You win some prizes. At this point, did you expect anything else? Go to www.joeycoleman.com/bookbonuses to access a series of bonuses that we developed just for you. The endnotes. As a recovering attorney, I did my best to cite my sources throughout the book. The good news? There are endnotes. The bad news? If we included them in this audiobook, you would be listening for 5 more years. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but there are a lot. I'm happy to share the references, sources, and other background information I used in writing the book. You might find it useful. Just go to www.joeycoleman.com/bookbonuses. The special bonuses. While writing the book, I came up with some fun companion pieces that I wanted to include. What are they? That's a surprise for you to discover. Luckily, you can access them all for free. Again, just go to www.joeycoleman.com/bookbonuses. The course. I have an online course that brings to life the strategies and techniques described in the book. Plus, you've been listening to the book. You know what I sound like. Do you want to see what I look like? Wonder no more. You can access a free lesson from the course and dive deeper into the methodology and techniques. Just go to www.joeycoleman.com/bookbonuses. Thank you. I can't say enough how much I appreciate you investing your time and attention as you listened to this book. I don't take that gift lightly, and I hope the payoff has been worth it, both in the short term and in the years to come. Thanks for coming along on the journey, and let me know if I can ever be of assistance or answer any questions you may have. If you're thinking about reaching out to me, just do it. I promise you'll hear back from me, and I can always be reached at joeyc@joeycoleman.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Joey Coleman. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Never Lose a Customer Again. Turn any sale into lifelong loyalty in 100 days. This program was directed by Mae Wuthrich, executive producer Juliana Wilson. Text copyright 2018 by C. Joseph Coleman III. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.